The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I know we got a lot to talk about. We got the presidential debate. We got a news on marijuana. Apparently there's a tax-free day for marijuana in Colorado. So people are really taking advantage of that one. Got a lot of medical news, but I have to make a comment. Okay, I haven't been on air the last couple of days because of Rosh Hashanah, right? You know, a Jewish holiday. You know, I'm a Jew, so I got to do Jew stuff, and I'll explain what that is. But I never got to do the dance for the Dallas Cowboy win on Sunday. Did you see that? So no, it wasn't Sunday. It was Sunday night. I know. See, here's the thing on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah started Sunday night. You're not supposed to be watching football on Rosh Hashanah, but services, temple services didn't start till 8, and the game started 5:30 my time, Pacific time. So I saw the game up until the third quarter when the score was like 16-13, oh my gosh, why can't I think of the Giants? Okay, so it's 16-13 Giants. And I'm like, there is no way. We know Tony Romo's gonna come in, right? Last quarter, kicking butt. So we taped it. Now, don't tell God, but when I came home from services, we watched the last quarter of the game, and I was like, what? Oh my God. So, you know, I'm a Cowboy fan. Yeah, if you didn't like me because I was Jewish, now you doubly don't like me because I'm a Cowboy fan. So there's a lot to dislike. But listen, I love the Cowboys. I'm really excited for them. And that was absolutely phenomenal. I'm not sure what the heck was going on with Dez Bryant. You know, first he was dehydrated, and he had to leave the field. Then he had to get an IV. Then he had an issue with his foot. But then I heard he broke it. So, you know, he was having a bad day, and they won anyway. Giants did a good game, though. I was pretty proud of Manning. They did pretty good. But I was, so I didn't really get to talk about, you know, football too much. Aaron Rodgers, when we saw the Packer game, I was pretty impressed with Aaron Rodgers. It's, everybody laughs when they watch him run because you just aren't used to seeing a quarterback run. Okay. And I'm still learning a lot more about, I thought I knew a lot more about football than I do, but I'm still learning. So I guess, okay, when Aaron Rodgers wants to make a first down, if there's nobody for him to throw to, he's just going to run it himself, and then he's going to throw himself onto the field where he thinks he hit the 10-yard mark. And good for him. So Aaron Rodgers did that a lot. You're just watching the game, and then all of a sudden he just starts running, and, you know, and then he at first down. So good for him. You know, when a quarterback's like, ah, to heck with it, I'm just going to do what I got to do. I'm pretty impressive. And what I really, really like about football is, okay, it's people getting stuff done. And you want to know what I really, really like about football? I don't know if this is a psychosis that I have, but I really need to. One day, I promise you guys, one day I'll be evaluated. One day, okay? I just haven't had time to go and see a psychiatrist yet. So everybody just, you know, cut me some slack. But I like efficiency of time. I can't stand seeing people waste time. I can't stand that. When somebody says we have an hour or two to kill, let's just, I don't know, sit around and play bingo. No. You have a whole hour and a half of life. You use it. And I guess what I really, really dig is when you're, you know, watching football or whatever, They got like, let's say, 8 seconds on the clock. Okay, so for me, I mean, it takes 8 seconds to, you know, straighten my underwear out. You know, it takes me 8 seconds to get up out of my seat, stretch out my legs, okay, wait for the inflammation in the knees and the stiffness to go away, and fix my underwear so I could start, you know, walking, you know, across the room. But in football, they make those 8 seconds count. And so you're like, wait a second, isn't the game over? Oh, hell no, they got 8 seconds. And I love how they take pieces of seconds of the clock. What kind of psychosis would that be? Does anybody know? What kind of, I don't know. So, it's not OCD. It's making sure that you are not wasting time. Every minute counts. So I think that's pretty damn cool. All right, so what do we got coming up from a football standpoint? All right, so we got the Broncos playing the Chiefs. Now, usually what I do is I tell you guys who's going to win based on the NFL injury report. And I don't know if we have enough data in to figure out if it's going to be the Broncos versus the Chiefs. Right now, I don't see much. And remember what I told you. It's most important, if you look at injuries, to figure out which body part debilitates the team the most. And to me, a groin injury debilitates them. Right now, you see a list of players who didn't participate in practice, but you don't know what they injured. I have no idea if their groins are okay. I have no idea if it's a hamstring. Every now and then somebody hurts their thumb. I mean, that's a biggie. Every now and then there's like a head injury or concussion. But right now we have no data on anyone's groin, hence I can't really make any guesses. However, my guess is the Broncos are going to kick some butt because they're the Broncos. Mind you, the Broncos and Cowboys don't get along, but I got to call a team good. By the way, bravo on the Chiefs. The Chiefs, pretty impressive there, but no, I don't think they're going to make with the Broncos. And those are my football... I know the game's not till Thursday, but I can talk about football. I haven't been on air for a couple days. Leave me alone. Okay, when we got back, we got a lot to talk about. And I will explain to you what we Jews did over the last couple days. Because I know a lot of you guys think we just sat around and ate matzah. No, we don't eat matzah on Rosh Hashanah. That's a Passover thing. So I'm not constipated. You guys notice how happy I sound? I'm not even constipated. You look at this. See? All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I know we got a lot to talk about. We got the presidential debate. We got a news on marijuana. Apparently there's a tax-free day for marijuana in Colorado. So people are really taking advantage of that one. Got a lot of medical news, but I have to make a comment. Okay, I haven't been on air the last couple of days because of Rosh Hashanah, right? You know, a Jewish holiday. You know, I'm a Jew, so I gotta do, you know, Jew stuff, and I'll explain what that is. But I never got to do the dance for the Dallas Cowboy win on Sunday. Did you see that? No, it wasn't Sunday. It was Sunday night. I know. See, here's the thing on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah started Sunday night. You're not supposed to be watching football on Rosh Hashanah, but temple services didn't start till 8, and the game started 5:30 my time, Pacific time. So I saw the game up until the third quarter when the score was like 16-13, oh my gosh, why can't I think of who they were? Giants, okay? So it was 16-13 Giants. And I'm like, there is no way. We know Tony Romo's gonna come in, right? Last quarter, kicking butt. So we taped it. Now, don't tell God, but when I came home from services, we watched the last quarter of the game, and I was like, what? Oh my God. So, you know, I'm a Cowboy fan. Yeah, if you didn't like me because I was Jewish, now you doubly don't like me because I'm a Cowboy fan. So there's a lot to dislike. But listen, I love the Cowboys. I'm really excited for them. And that was absolutely phenomenal. I'm not sure what the heck was going on with Dez Bryant. You know, first he was dehydrated, and he had to leave the field. Then he had to get an IV. Then he had an issue with his foot. But then I heard he broke it. So, you know, he was having a bad day, and they won anyway. They won anyway. Giants did a good game, though. I was pretty proud of Manning. They did pretty good. But I was, so I didn't really get to talk about, you know, football too much. Aaron Rodgers, when we saw the Packer game, I was pretty impressed with Aaron Rodgers. It's everybody laughs when they watch him run because you just aren't used to seeing a quarterback run. Okay. And I'm still learning a lot more about, I thought I knew a lot more about football than I do, but I'm still learning. So I guess, okay, when Aaron Rodgers wants to make a first down, if there's nobody for him to throw to, he's just going to run it himself, and then he's going to throw himself onto the field where he thinks he hit the 10-yard mark. And good for him. So Aaron Rodgers did that a lot. You're just watching the game, then all of a sudden he just starts running, and, you know, and then he at first down. So good for him. You know, when a quarterback's like, to heck with it, I'm just going to do what I got to do. I'm pretty impressive. And what I really, really like about football is, okay, it's people getting stuff done. And you want to know what I really, really like about football? I don't know if this is a psychosis that I have, but I really need to. One day, I promise you guys, one day I'll be evaluated. One day, okay? I just haven't had time to go and see a psychiatrist yet. So everybody just, you know, cut me some slack. But I like efficiency of time. I can't stand seeing people waste time. I can't stand that. When somebody says we have an hour or two to kill, let's just, I don't know, sit around and play bingo. No. You have a whole hour and a half of life, you use it. And I guess what I really, really dig is when you're, you know, watching football or whatever, they got like, let's say, 8 seconds on the clock. Okay, so for me, I mean, it takes 8 seconds to, you know, straighten my underwear out. You know, it takes me 8 seconds to get up out of my seat, stretch out my legs, okay, wait for the inflammation in the knees and the stiffness to go away, and fix my underwear so I could start, you know, walking, you know, across the room. But in football, they make those 8 seconds count. And so you're like, wait a second, isn't the game over? Oh, hell no, they got 8 seconds. And I love how they take pieces of seconds of the clock. What kind of psychosis would that be? Does anybody know? What kind of, I don't know. So, it's not OCD. It's making sure that you are not wasting time. Every minute counts. So I think that's pretty damn cool. All right, so what do we got coming up from a football standpoint? All right, so we got the Broncos playing the Chiefs. Now, usually what I do is I tell you guys who's going to win based on the NFL injury report. And I don't know if we have enough data in to figure out if it's going to be the Broncos versus the Chiefs. Right now, I don't see much. And remember what I told you. It's most important, if you look at injuries, to figure out which body part debilitates the team the most. And to me, a groin injury debilitates them. Right now, you see a list of players who didn't participate in practice, but you don't know what they injured. I have no idea if their groins are okay. I have no idea if it's a hamstring. Every now and then somebody hurts their thumb. I mean, that's a biggie. That's a biggie. Every now and then there's like a head injury or concussion. But right now we have no data on anyone's groin, hence I can't really make any guesses. However, my guess is the Broncos are going to kick some butt because they're the Broncos. Mind you, the Broncos and Cowboys don't get along, but I got to call a team good. By the way, bravo on the Chiefs. The Chiefs, pretty impressive there, but no, I don't think they're going to make it with the Broncos. And those are my football... I know the game's not till Thursday, but I can talk about football. I haven't been on air for a couple days. Leave me alone. Okay, when we got back, we got a lot to talk about. And I will explain to you what we Jews did over the last couple days. Because I know a lot of you guys think we just sat around and ate matzah. No, we don't eat matzah on Rosh Hashanah. That's a Passover thing. So I'm not constipated. You guys notice how happy I sound? I'm not even constipated. You look at this, see? All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
About to listen to the Dr. Dolia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dolia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dolia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Well, I know we got a lot to talk about. We got the presidential debate. We got a news on marijuana. Apparently, there's a tax-free day for marijuana in Colorado. So people are really taking advantage of that one. Got a lot of medical news, but I have to make a comment. Okay, I haven't been on air the last couple of days because of Rosh Hashanah, right? You know, a Jewish holiday. You know, I'm a Jew, so I got to do Jew stuff, and I'll explain what that is. I never got to do the dance for the Dallas Cowboy win on Sunday. Did you say that? So no, it wasn't Sunday. It was Sunday night. I know. See, here's the thing on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah started Sunday night. You're not supposed to be watching football on Rosh Hashanah, but temple services didn't start till 8, and the game started 5:30 my time, Pacific time. So I saw the game up until the third quarter when the score was like 16-13, oh, my gosh, why can't I think of who they were? Giants, okay? So it was 16-13 Giants. And I'm like, there is no way. We know Tony Romo's going to come in, right? Last quarter, kicking butt. So we taped it. Now, don't tell God, but when I came home from services, we watched the last quarter of the game. And I was like, what? Oh, my gosh. So, I'm a Cowboy fan. Yeah, if you didn't like me because I was Jewish, now you doubly don't like me because I'm a Cowboy fan. So there's a lot to dislike. But listen, I love the Cowboys. I'm really excited for them. And that was absolutely...
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yay! I am so glad I'm back on air. I missed so much. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, remember I told you guys that once marijuana became legal, the government got involved, and boy, did cost go up, and boy, were some people raking in the dough. Well, I guess Colorado has a one-day marijuana tax holiday. So Colorado will not collect 10% sales taxes on pot purchases. This is going to happen. I believe it's happening today. It's a one-day pot tax holiday, and the state is also suspending a 15% excise tax on marijuana growers. Just, I think, one day. Tax break is happening because I guess Colorado underestimated overall state tax collections last year. Under the state constitution, the accounting error triggers an automatic suspension of any new taxes. Now, remember, recreational marijuana taxes was approved back in 2013. By Thursday, okay, taxes revert to 25%. Now, I don't understand that because they just said that there's not a 10% tax being taken. But then they say by Thursday, it goes back to 25%. That doesn't make any sense. Okay, so retailers are expecting big crowds. A lot of you guys are like, wait a second, where's all the staff today? Well, maybe it's because, you know, they're all in Colorado getting marijuana. The state apparently has no estimate as of now how many shoppers might turn out. I would just say expect a lot of traffic. The Christian Science Monitor reports that Colorado has brought in more than $150 million in marijuana tax revenue. They say the big lesson we tell other states is you probably shouldn't legalize marijuana if you want to make money. That's not why you do it. You do it because you think that a regulated marketplace, according to J. Schuyler McKinley, deputy director of the governor's office of marijuana coordination, he says you do it because you think that a regulated marketplace might be safer than an unregulated marketplace, or you believe that the war on drugs didn't work. I don't know. I got issues with that, but I'll finish with this first. Colorado began directing some marijuana revenue towards school and research programs in May, including providing grants to public school districts and charter schools. About $24 million was allocated to the Building Excellent Schools Today program. Okay, so I would love a lot of that marijuana money to go into medical research. I would love that. All right, so listen, okay, we have a lot of states not knowing what the hell to do with now all the new Medicaid expenses and the lack of health care and the high unemployment and the lack of growth. And so obviously a state's going to want to make money, okay? You bring in an industry, and marijuana is an industry. It qualifies as an industry and a very lucrative one. People are going to make money. Government's going to make money. Everybody's going to be happy. Okay, until somebody gets into a car accident and, you know, or an employer gets sued because their staff was using it and they had their protection under the law that they could use it. Unfortunately, they, you know, caused a mistake at work. So we're going to have a lot of little ramifications from that. But, I mean, look at that, 25%? I don't understand that. I mean, at first they said everybody gets the same 10% sales tax. But then they said taxes go back to 25% tomorrow. Who knows? So, I guess, you know, if you guys were going to, my guess is places are going to sell out. Wow. You know, how's marijuana doing on the medical study front? Well, apparently, this idea that marijuana may help increase insulin sensitivity and may help prevent diabetes now got debunked. And they say that marijuana may actually cause diabetes, okay? Prediabetes is heightened by use of marijuana. Now, remember we just said, was it Thursday or Friday, that now we have all these people coming in, prediabetic, that now 50% of America is prediabetic or diabetic? And I was like, what the hell is going on? In the last year, every other blood draw is coming out pre-diabetic. What the hell is going on? Can someone explain that to me? Maybe now we know. All right. The study is saying that diabetes can be causing marijuana can be causing pre-diabetes. Okay. Did you know there is a research journal called Diabetologia? Diabetologia. Yeah. You know what? Some people read the Inquirer. Some people read Diabetologia. Anyway. This study was published. They said over 18 years of follow-up, People who reported a lifetime use of marijuana of 100 times or more had a greater risk of prediabetes, but not diabetes. During the study, so it was an evaluation period of 18 years, the subjects had reached their 50s, okay? Those who smoked marijuana and were current users had an elevated risk of developing prediabetes by 66%, while those who used to be heavy smokers had a risk of 38%. Individuals who use marijuana ought to be knowledgeable, they say, that it might improve their danger of creating prediabetes, which was opposite of what we thought marijuana did with metabolic health. So marijuana use obviously on the rise. A lot of people are taking it. A lot of people are smoking it. A lot of people are eating it. Some people are bathing in it. Some people are washing their hair with it. People are just, they're just, it's all marijuana mania now. All right. And apparently this study population was drawn from the coronary artery risk development in young adult study. But get this. We're talking all about pre-diabetes. Okay. Sugar starting to elevate, high triglycerides, glycohemoglobin higher than 5.6. But they're saying that there was no association with the marijuana use and full-blown diabetes. So some of you guys will say, well, then who cares? If somebody is more at risk for prediabetes but never gets full diabetes, why do we give a damn about the prediabetes? You got a good point. I have to give a damn about it because I'm a doctor, right? I do the radio show, so I have to. But you guys, you got to go ahead and take a nap. This is what I think. I think you still have damage even in the pre-diabetic state. Okay, what we haven't done, and we need to, is what damage is being done when you're quote-unquote pre-diabetic. Because some of you guys are walking around where your sugar's like 105, okay? So, not that big a deal, but still a little high. Or your triglycerides are 220, when triglycerides, the fats in your blood should be under 150. Or your glycohemoglobin is maybe 5.7. You're a little bit overweight. So the doctor says you're pre-diabetic. Or I tell my patient, you're turning diabetic, you know, like, you know, you're turning Japanese, I really think so. So I sing that to them. All right, so I go, you know, you're pre-diabetic, you're borderline diabetic. Now, when I was in medical school, we got yelled at when we used that term. When I was in medical school, they said that was bullcrap. You're either pregnant or you're not. You're either diabetic or you're not. So if you look at that school of thought, whether you're pre-diabetic or full-on diabetic or whatever, if you already are showing signs of glucose intolerance, you could already be getting damage to your eyes, to your kidneys, to your heart. So, you know, do we have a group of population where they're technically diabetic, but we're just being nice and we're calling them pre-diabetic, and they're already sustaining damage? Or does pre-diabetes mean you're in the clear? Nothing's going to happen to you until your sugar rises above 140, you know, or start to have glycohemoglobins rise into the sixes and sevens and eights and nines. Nobody's studying that because a lot of people aren't recognizing or appreciating the medical term pre-diabetes. I think we should. Maybe what we need to do, like high blood pressure, is come up with stages. You got stage one hypertension, maybe you have stage one diabetes. And now, the reason why we like the pre-diabetes is because it's supposed to get everybody's butt up in gear. You're pre-diabetic. Oh, no, I'm right about, you know, to be, you know, diabetic. It's a precursor to diabetes. You know, we think that'll maybe scare people to get them into shape. But maybe we really need to say you're stage one diabetic. Maybe that's a better way to do things. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, even though in my absence people, you know, threw some medical questions out and asked me about some natural remedies, what do I think of this, et cetera, most of the emails I received over the past few days have obviously been about the election. Some of you guys still extremely concerned that Donald Trump is still leading in the polls. Again, I'm not really sure what he's going to do from a medical perspective, from a healthcare perspective. I know people are finding him more and more impressive because I think people are really, really sick of our current political state and our current state of affairs. And so he is drawing more. From a psychological perspective, Donald Trump, even though a lot of people think he's a jerk, they think he's rude, they think he's sexist, they think he doesn't belong in the political arena, he is teaching us that he knows how to be a politician, because he knows how to dominate the media. He knows how to be a 2015 politician. He's rising to the polls, and now he has also garnered more Republican support than we ever thought he would. So he is definitely a force to reckon with you know, when you look at what all the other candidates have, you know, to have already accomplished thus far in the polls. Donald Trump, he's got the money, he's got the media attention, and even though a lot of us may not agree with what he's saying, he knows how to get the media to play what he's saying, which is something politicians have always needed to do. CNN was talking about humor in politics and how, you know, it's important to be humorous and why, you know, a lot of these Republican candidates or even presidential candidates or even Democratic candidates go on Saturday Night Live or Jimmy Fallon or Daily Show because they want to show likability. Yes, likability is important. It helped Obama with the Democrats. It helped Ronald Reagan. It definitely helped Bill Clinton. All right. You know, people want to know that their president is approachable, that they could talk to them, that they could, that the president goes through the same things we do. You know, I really didn't want to hear about George Bush's colonoscopy, but apparently a lot of people love the fact that he had his colonoscopy. You had a colonoscopy, he had a colonoscopy. People think that's cool. Some of you are really scared if Donald Trump becomes president. Some of you are scared if Hillary Clinton becomes president or Bernie Sanders. So, you know, personally, I'm scared not because of one particular person. It's, I don't know if we could fix the damage that was done. And I see from an economic standpoint, no way to stop the damage. We could have the best candidate there, whether it's Trump or Walker or Rubio or Carson or Fiorina there, if the damage has already been done, all right, it could take years to get what we need to back. You know, one of the reasons why we have to up minimum wage is because of this big cluster that we're in with everything being so expensive, gas prices, food prices, healthcare, etc. But once we up minimum wage to, let's say, $15 across the board, which is, even though they're, I think they're pushing for 12, but eventually it'll go to 15, even though people need that to survive, okay, that's going to completely devastate the economy again. So I don't know what the answer is. So, you know, I'm watching tonight's debate like a lot of us are because I think we're going to be entertained. Donald Trump's going to get up there and he's going to say some things. And, you know, we're going to, I mean, not a lot of people are tuning in because they really want to hear what Marco Rubio has to say. Okay. You know, Marco Rubio, good candidate, has a lot of potential, but, you know, they want to be entertained. Okay. We're going to come home from work. By the way, I don't understand why CNN, I guess they're airing at 6 and 8 Eastern time. That's 3 p.m. Pacific time, so we're all at work, 3 p.m. I mean, I'm assuming, and then 5 p.m. So I'm driving home from work. So I guess I'll be tuning in to, you know, I don't know, 7:20 a.m. or whoever's going to be playing the debate. But that's a little ridiculous. So we're not really going to be, you know, most of us on the West Coast is going to miss it. But I mean, we want to be entertained. You know, it's we what we have to realize is politics is a show. okay? It's an absolute show. We know that a lot of Democrats thought Obamacare stunk, okay? But they had to show their support for the Democratic side. I mean, you know, a lot of our politicians aren't idiots, okay? They knew gosh darn well that the Obamacare plan is... A lot of them know that the Iran deal's bad. Duh. They know. But again, they have their own political butts to protect, so they're going to vote party line. Okay, that's what politicians do. Okay, they're voted in there to, you know, vote a certain way. You're voting a political candidate in to vote a certain way. That's what you're doing. And you're not using their military expertise. I mean, is Obama, when you guys voted for Obama, and did you know that he was going to be making a deal with Iran and tapping in on his years and years of military experience? No, he doesn't have military experience, and that didn't matter to people. It matters to me. You know, I would really like to see a candidate that had military experience up there. I really would. Okay, I think that would be, and a lot of military experience, you know. Ben Carson, I've been criticized for not showing more support than I have for Ben Carson. I think Ben Carson's great. I think he's great. He's a neurosurgeon. Neurosurgeons, to be a neurosurgeon, you're a smart guy. We know this guy's smart. All right? We know this guy's smart. But again, I have no idea if he could run the country. I have no idea if any of them could run the country. Okay? You know, I would love to. I would love to run for office. Okay? I know where my limitations are. Okay? And tonight, by the way, in the debate, they're going to really be accenting, they say, on foreign policy. So they want to do that because they want to see if they could shake up Ben Carson and Obama. All right? My guess, though, is anything different from what we've been doing is going to be a plus, so I think they're going to do fine. But a very, very interesting article is out from Washington Post on what each GOP candidate needs to do in the CNN debate with one sentence. This is written by Chris Salizam. This is very interesting. For Jeb Bush, they said, be measured but not low energy and pick a fight you think you could win with Trump. Okay? I guess don't be low energy like you were last time. Ben Carson, talk as much as possible about being a brain surgeon and not a politician. He's done a lot of great work as a neurosurgeon. Accent that. Maybe it matters to some, maybe it doesn't. Chris Christie, they said, find a moment where the frank-talking guy who people loved in 2012 shines through. Yeah, Chris Christie did not get to do his thing in the last debate because Trump now does it. So Chris Christie couldn't be that frank-talking Donald Trump type that people used to like about him. Ted Cruz, they said, be the guy playing nice with Donald Trump. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Ted Cruz has been butting up with Donald Trump, maybe trying to be on his ticket as the vice president. We don't know. Carly Fiorina, they tell her to talk relentlessly about Hillary Clinton and why you are the only person who could beat her. That's a good strategy. Okay? I mean, we're talking about being up against a woman, and a lot of people want to see the first woman president. Okay? Then there's an argument that a man up against Hillary will lose no matter who that man is. Maybe Carly Fiorina could talk about her highlights. Personally, I think it's insulting for us women, all right, to vote for a woman because she's a woman. Okay? I mean, I want to vote for somebody who can do the job. But, it's people like history. People like witnessing history and being a part of it. So people may want to see a first woman president, and that may be what drives votes. Lindsey Graham, they say to be funny and show your personality. Bobby Jindal, don't stop trolling on Trump. And George Pataki, they say, keep saying the following words, George Pataki, George Pataki, George Pataki. Get him some media attention. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit retail.